look who we have here. You're exactly what I needed. What a shame. I was hoping he'd have a little more fight in him. Usually I don't mind my daughters taking a taste or two, but... Yes. I think I'm interested in keeping this one. Which means this bite will have to be treated. And speaking of treats, it isn't too often we have a man-thing around here. I really need to get someone in here to fix the size of these doorways. Something a little more accommodating to my height, I think. Ah, you're awake. And alive. How lovely. I was afraid you'd died of fright out there. Excellent question, dear. I am Lady Alcina Dimitrescu, the Countess of Castle Dimitrescu, and one of the four lords of the village. I suppose you're wondering what I want from you. Correct. You've seen how my daughters and I have been using women as livestock. Well, I have something different in mind for you. Something I think you'd quite enjoy. So, what do I want with you? What I want is a slave. And not just any ordinary slave. One that can fulfill certain desires of mine. It's a good thing I caught you when I did. Bella has excellent taste, but no patience when it comes to her appetite. Yes, a pleasure slave. From now on, you are a servant of mine. And you will do everything I tell you. If you value your life. You've only had a taste of what my daughters and I are capable of, really. And we've been getting away with it all for over 70 years by now. Does my age surprise you? Well, it's true. Thanks to the gifts from Mother Miranda, my daughters and I have been blessed with everlasting life. Among other things. We possess a great many talents. And I have so much to show you. And I will. You see, the cavalry, I'm afraid, is not coming to your rescue. Accept it, man-thing. I know. They're cold. Poor dear. Your skin is so smooth. Oh, that sweet crimson pumping through your body. Fortunately for you, I've already had dinner, which I washed down with the most exquisite maiden's blood. I'll have to give you a taste. Remember, you do everything I tell you. If I want you to drink our wine, you will drink it. Unless you would rather I partake in a few experiments with your blood instead. I take it we understand each other. And that you understand what I do to defiant slaves who refuse to know their place. A wise decision, my dear. Now, let's see what my new slave has to offer. Enjoying yourself already. There are going to be times where I'll be taking some blood from you. The old-fashioned way. And there will be nothing you can do to stop me. But I promise not to make it too painful. Oh, I feel someone getting excited. Since I've unchained you, it's time for your first command. Undress me. I know. So dreadfully long, isn't it? All that fabric. It's been a very long time since a man-thing has seen me like this. You are incredibly privileged to serve a woman like me. So tall. Powerful. I mean, my tits are bigger than your head. At my size, it would be easy to flatten someone with just my body. step on them to show dominance. But I won't have to do that with you, will I? Because you're going to be so very obedient for me. Now, remove my undergarments. And I'll remove yours. Oh, don't worry. I'm sure we'll find you more than suitable replacements. Don't be embarrassed, my dear. You have an absolutely marvelous body. And this cock is definitely serviceable. Now, come here and suck on my tits. That's it. Keep going and don't stop until I tell you. You have a nice ass, too. Do you like pegging? Excellent. I have some very specific tastes, you see. In quite the insatiable appetite. You really know how to use that mouth. Stop. Kiss your way down to my pussy, slave. Take your time with it. It's about the journey, dear. Not just the destination. God, I can't wait to do this to you. I love making a mess out of my slaves. Let's hope you can last longer than the previous ones. You have such a way with those lips. Maybe next time I should make you worship my body from head to toe. Now, I don't expect you to make me scream, but you will do anything you can to make me come. Do not stop until I tell you. Fuck. My. Not bad so far. Imagine how good it will feel once you get the hang of this. So fucking eager, my dear. I like it. I can feel your cock leaking. If you do a good job, I'll have to return the favor. Oh, fuck yes. Eat that pussy like your life depends on it. Give me what I need, slave. And I will give you so much pleasure in return. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. Make your mistress come. Now. Stop. Get up here and kiss me. I can already tell you'll be ripping even stronger orgasms out of me with this mouth. Now it's my turn. You like that I'm so much bigger than you? Well then, you should thank me. I must be the woman of your dreams. Fortuitous, really. I've always wanted puny, submissive little man-thing to control and fuck into oblivion on a daily basis. And here you are. Don't move. You taste so good. Such a nice cock you have. I could suck your shaft all goddamn day. I could do more than that. Imagine your cock. Buried balls deep inside my pussy. Was sliding between my giant tits. And up my ass. You want that?
Don't you? Answer me. That's what I thought. You'll be in my bed. Fucking my pussy. My ass. Like a good, submissive little man thing. Every day. Whenever I command. Just do everything I tell you. Like a good boy. That's it. That's what I like to see. An obedient little slave. Drooling. Empty-headed. Thinking only of his mistress. And these balls. So goddamn good. Filling up with cum. Just for me. Your pre-cum tastes even better. I'll have to share you with my daughters. Oh, you taste so good. And they need a plaything, too. But only if you're good. Obedient. Do as your mistress commands. And give me your cum. Delicious. Well done, slave. I can already tell we're going to have so much fun together. I just have to finish breaking you in first.